play for. You know, you obviously start every year with the intention of winning the division. And got the job done today. A lot of people wrote us off early. And
it's a tough, resilient group. Kept fighting and didn't listen to the noise.
How much was that fuel that people were dumping on you?
A little bit, you know, but at the same time, we expect support no matter what, and we weren't getting it at a time. But we didn't listen to it. You know, the 53 people in this locker room believed in each other and the coaching staff, and we got it done.
What changed?
I think we had enough with the way we were playing. Just decided to kind of change our mentality and get after it. You know, it's sometimes it takes a little time in a season to really, you know, understand your team and understand your playing style and your strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, it took us to about midpoint, but, you know, right up to the Tennessee-Cincinnati game, that was really the turnaround of the year.
Pretty wild year for you, for this team as a whole. What's it been like?
I mean, as a rookie, you know, it's been kind of it's been crazy. You know, with for me, it's been the good type of crazy. So, trying to just come in, you know, trying to find your role on this team, especially, you know, playing in a position where, you know, you have guys of, like, you know, the guys in the top of their class within this position. You know, they're going to be playing, you know, majority of the snaps. So, you know, I come in and I feel like a lot of us came in, you know, trying to just, you know, try to contribute any way we could, you know. So I feel like, you know, this season is a great team win. You know, it's a great example of, you know, what type of resilient team this is. And, you know, I'm just happy to be, you know, be able to contribute any way I could.
Yeah, you made a point in there about how you were one of many who contributed today. 6 points, no touchdowns. Again, I mean, you guys did that a lot this year. What did y'all do today that was so special, and how special was today?
We knew what this game meant to us. So, you know, we just came with that attitude, knowing that, you know, we're just going to, you know, come into this game all out. So, you know, it's easier said like that. Just everybody had that mindset, knowing what was at stake with this game.
That's not human nature, though. Human nature is that you look ahead.
Right, right. But that's the beauty of it. We had to mentally focus on that one team and just take it one game at a time.
Looking forward. How did you guys get here from being 2-5 to now being AFC South champ? I mean, what a ride.
I would say, when we came back from the bye week, OB just told us just take it one game at a time. And I think everybody understood it, everybody embraced it, and everybody just played that way.
If you do play the Chiefs again, what do you guys have to do differently to win this time?
I would say run the ball. I mean, we got to run the ball. On the back end, you got to run the ball to win, and defense got to play great.
So your running style today, how are you getting downhill and being decisive?
Like I said, the O-line made my job real easy today. Receivers blocked, just gave me great running lanes, and I was able to stick one cut and get upfield.
What did you guys think of how Ryan Hoyer did? This was his first game back. He was knocking off a little rust.
He played great, man. Like I said, he's the leader of that offense. He came out there. He led us. He called the plays. He got us to the line fairly quickly to run the ball.
What about going to the playoffs?
That's awesome, too. I've never been to the playoffs in the NFL, so it's all new for me. And just going to take one game at a time and take full advantage of this.
How does the team go from 2-5 to actually winning the AFC South?
Ignoring the noise and staying focused. The whole time, we didn't doubt each other. We just knew we had to fix a few things. And it looks like we're on the right track right now. Still got a lot of things to clean up, though.
Is OB the biggest part of that?
What?
Is OB the biggest part of that mentality?
It's the team concept, you know, just everybody working together. You know, it's not like a dictatorship. We all buying in and believe in one thing and fighting for the same thing.
You had a little tribute to your friend Arian and with one of your touchdowns.
Oh, you seen that? Yeah, I had to do that, man, because he worked hard this whole offseason, and I know because I was right there working with him. So I just wanted to show him some love.
And that's a 50-plus yard field goal?
Everything matters in these games. You can't everything matters. Field position is key. And to to make a kick going into halftime, and for me that was my first, so I was a little more juiced up than normal. And I've never had 3 attempts in one game, so that was nice to get a few before the season ended.
Was that helpful?
The regular season ended.
Was that a big help as far as confidence goes going into the playoffs with those long field goals?
No, my confidence is riding high. I was just telling myself to remain patient, you know, not get frustrated. You know, I view myself as a consistent kicker, and it's just a matter of making a few of those to get rolling. And I have tons of confidence in everybody that's out there with me, so, you know, I look forward for the next opportunity, wherever it's at, and most important, going to playoffs. Doesn't really matter where the kick is, but I'm glad I put it on paper, and now coach sees it, and I did it in the game.
And then you can't, like, you know, predict your outcome sometimes, you know, whether guys go down and get hurt, get injured, you know, guys not playing up to their level at certain times or situations. It's just about being a team and staying positive and just continuing to have one another's back. And I think we showed that throughout the course of this year.
A lot of it's on the guys in this locker room and the 53, but a lot of it's on Coach Bill O'Brien, too. I mean, it's the second straight year he's kept you guys together. And this year, I mean, some coaches might not have been able to do that.
Yeah, you know, he's a hell of a coach. I've been saying that since the day I first met him and talked football with him. You know, I know he knows what he's doing, but sometimes, you know, from the outside looking in, it may not look that way for whatever reason. You know, when your team is going through rough patches and things like that. But like I said again, that's what a strong leader and a coach that really knows what he's doing, you know, does. He keeps his team together and blocks out the outside noise and continue to keep them fight throughout the remainder of the season.
Jonathan, how much did this win mean to you walking up the playoff spot?
That means a lot, you know. Obviously, with the circumstances coming into this game, we knew, you know, the chance that we could be in without this win. But us as a team, we didn't want to go out there and, you know, play that type of ball game. We wanted to go out there and play a ball game and clinch it ourselves and carry this momentum over into the playoffs.
It just means that, you know, we've had the team that we've always had, that we said that we had. And, yeah, all it was is just going out there and just doing it. And so, you know, everybody put us out for it, you know, when we went 2-5. But we turned things around. We believed in this locker room, just the guys in here. And we went out and got it done today.
That fit pretty well?
Yeah, pretty well. It's snug. It's pretty snug. Yeah.